It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Thursdays in the month of October, we do Power Pink interviews with the Community Cancer Center, Angelia Freeman. And good morning.
Good morning.
So, of course, a month-long emphasis on breast cancer that really does impact a lot of people.
It impacts a large part of our population. It is our primary cancer that we treat at the center.
And we've covered a lot of topics. What did you want to focus on this morning?
Well, this morning I have Allie Gottfried. She's our registered dietitian, and she's been with the Cancer Center for 20 years. Big applause here. We are honored to have her come and talk to us about breast cancer and the things that you can do well in treatment.
All right, Allie, come on up to the microphone and tell us more about what people can do. Get real close there.
Hi. Yeah. So women report that when they get a diagnosis of breast cancer, it just turns their life upside down. And there's a tremendous amount of stress, anxiety, and even depression that can occur. So we really need to give women areas that they can focus on in their lives to help reduce all of that and to improve their outcomes. So there are three areas that I'd like to highlight this morning. And the first one is actually exercise. The data quite clearly shows that women who are physically active before and after their diagnosis and during treatment have better outcomes. They respond better during treatment, and they're looking have better outcomes as far as survivorship. So the American Cancer Society recommends that people going through cancer treatment exercise on a daily basis, which sounds kind of mean. but the reasons for that are how it affects our body chemistry, and in particular, giving the body control over blood sugar, insulin response. It helps lower inflammation in the body. It helps to improve our cholesterol ratio, which is important. It helps to lower adiposity or fat tissue in the body. A lot of women think that after menopause, when they're not producing estrogen, they don't have estrogen in their body, where in fact our fat tissue actually makes a form of estrogen, and we actually store estrogen in our fat tissue. So lowering that in your body has a huge effect on your outcomes. And then there's another area that can be improved during exercise, and it's something related to what's called the mitochondria, which is like a little energy pack or battery pack inside every cell in the body. And they help our body actually produce energy, but they also have a lot of other functions. I call them the housekeepers in the cell, and they kind of tidy up and they repair damage. And they also produce antioxidants actually within the cell. So most people are familiar that antioxidants help reduce the damage done by these substances called free radicals, and supposed to be very good for us. Well, if you're actually increasing your mitochondria in response to increasing your exercise and your energy output, you're actually increasing the amount of antioxidants and cancer-fighting substances that you have actually within your cells. So all hugely important. There's many other benefits to exercise, but those are really the main ones that relate to cancer and cancer initiation and cancer progression.
Well, and yeah, I mean, exercise really, for a lot of people dealing with other issues, tends to be something that's really helpful as well.
Exactly. And producing serotonin, which helps with the depression, anxiety, and all of the above. And it's also something that doesn't have to cost a lot of money, maybe just a good pair of walking shoes. And it's something that you can do with your friends, your family. And you, again, you're kind of taking back control of an area of your health. The second area, of course, is nutrition. And we know that when people have a good nutrition intake during their cancer treatment, their body remains stronger, they're better able to tolerate the toxicity of maybe chemotherapy, helps with skin integrity during radiation, and just generally feeling better. In particular, we're looking at a lot of research in the area of cruciferous vegetables, which is our broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprout family. And there's actually a lot of research going on all over the world, all over this country, and even up at the Linus Pauling Institute at OSU, Go Beavs, in Corvallis.
You had to sneak that in.
I had to sneak that one in.
Sorry. That runs the ducks.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, that's why. Yeah. So they're looking at substances that we find in broccoli sprouts, not to be confused with broccolini, which are kind of like the young broccoli. But this is actually the sprout version of the broccoli. They look a bit like alfalfa sprouts. And what they're finding is really powerful, potent substances in broccoli sprouts that can alter metabolic and hormonal pathways, especially in the hormone-driven estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer. So this is just something, you know, we can all be eating more vegetables, but if we can narrow it down to eating, including these broccoli sprouts in our diet, you can put them in a sandwich, you can put them in a stir fry, even throw them in your smoothie, or you can grow your own. You can order broccoli sprouts online and grow them in a jam jar on your kitchen windowsill. So real easy to do. The other part with the nutrition that I want to emphasize is getting enough fiber. Again, a lot of research in the fiber area and having a healthy gut, having a healthy immune system. We know that when we have a high fiber intake, it actually helps the body excrete estrogen through the gut. So again, for those women with the estrogen receptor positive tumors, that's hugely beneficial. And then the third area, and this is where we're going to lose a lot of your listeners here, and I apologize, is that we need to not drink alcohol. I'm so sorry. Alcohol, ethanol is a known carcinogen, and we just know that if you have a family history of breast cancer or you have breast cancer and you're going through it, you really need to not be drinking alcohol. And I wish I could sugarcoat that and make that sound a little better, but I can't. We just need to not drink alcohol if you have breast cancer. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. But all three areas that we have control over, and again, putting women back in the driver's seat and giving them that feeling of control over their lives, which is hugely important at this time.
Wow. Good words, Ali Gottfried from the Community Cancer Center. Angelia, wrap it up here by reminding folks how they can get in touch with the center and some of the things you guys offer.
You can get in touch with Ali by contacting the center. You can call us at 541-673-2267. And we offer services, obviously cancer treatment, but we also have a cancer support group that's very beneficial, whether you are a survivor or you are a co-survivor. So you've supported somebody through cancer. It's been very helpful for many of our patients.
All right. Another Power Pink interview next week to wrap it up, 8:39 at the Morning Report.